When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We're giving away tickets with the Giants Turning Point contest later this hour. Giants Bucks tickets, so stay tuned for that. Want to join the show and talk about the Jets and Giants? 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. You know, Aaron Rodgers has never been in this position in his career where they're so bad. I mean, this is the worst record he has ever had in his career. So I really do wonder, you know, how he's going to handle this stuff with Pat McAfee, which is something you've been talking about for a long time. And I think now, like, the Jets fans are not going to really care what he has to say on that show unless it's something like that really pisses them off. But I don't think they're going to really pay attention or watch it any longer because it's just not interesting. But, you know, like, how is he going to handle this? Is he going to say all the cliches and we got to work hard despite our record and we got to try to win every game and put the work in? Or is he going to go batty Aaron Rodgers and be like, you know, none of this really matters in the grand scheme of things. You know, I had my dead relatives stroke me while I was high in Costa Rica, and that really is what means something to me, and these games are nothing, and we're all going to die and turn into dust. Like, what is he going to do as this season continues to go down the drain? What are we going
to
get?
He's not doing that. I mean, I don't think he really has any of the choice but to talk like he talked after the game yesterday. Like, 6 points is not going to get it done. And, you know, he's the guy that's driving the team. He's the guy, he's supposed to be the engine. They got him everybody he wants. I mean, you pretty much have a pretty good group of guys around you offensively, and they are just not consistently get it done. They've had really one good half of football. That was the second half against the Houston Texans. And then since then, it's been really choppy. It's been very inconsistent. There have been drop passes. There have been, I mean, overthrows. There have been underthrows. There's been pressure. There's been, you know, penalties. I mean, it looks like a team that is disorganized. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, I mean, they don't have, they had a bad head coach. Then they had a guy who's in over his head. They got Nate Hackett, who's clearly just, he's not a good coach. And they got Todd Downing in there, who's trying to save things, but hasn't done much different either.
So I was thinking that's got to be a really interesting situation for Todd Downing. You know, he comes in probably pretty excited to be a part of the Jets after getting let go in Tennessee and, you know, had reasonable success with Derrick Henry. And now all of a sudden he's thrust in between the relationship of Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
It's a weird deal. It's just it's a strange deal. Now, Nathaniel, everybody likes him. Everybody thinks he's a great guy. And I don't know him personally, so I don't get caught up into all this. I just try to look at it from a, you know, 10,000 feet perspective and look what looks to be wrong. I would just think that would be a very uncomfortable situation for Todd Downing, no matter what they say.
Yeah.
And I got to believe that Aaron is he detached now from Nathaniel Hackett, or is he still discussing things with him? And I have no idea how that whole thing's going down.
Yeah. Yeah, neither do I. It's another very, very strange dynamic. I mean, it just feels like these two teams are always in some sort of weird coaching dynamic, whether it was
Brian Daboll and Wink Martindale, or now Todd Downing and Nathaniel Hackett and Rob Saleh, or Adam Gase and Greg Williams. It's like it's always some weird, stupid relationship that's going on with these coaches that never works out. I mean, it's just another just miserable season with football. We've gotten to the point now where on Monday, this a week from today, my guess is we do not open the show with the Jet game. That's where I think we're at. Because they're so done, it doesn't matter, and there'll be something else that happened in the NFL that day that's more interesting than Jets-Colts. That to all New Yorkers, to Jet fans, because the Giants are on a bye, the Jets and the Colts is probably the worst game of the slate this entire week. And there'll be something, like maybe the Chiefs finally lose a game, or there'll be some controversial call or something. Like we've gotten to that point here in the middle of November, where the local teams are so irrelevant that we may open our New York Sports Talk radio show with an out-of-market football team story because they're that goddamn bad.
All right, you want to listen to this schedule next week?
Yeah.
I mean, this is Green Bay at Chicago, Jacksonville at Detroit, Minnesota at Tennessee, Las Vegas at Miami, Chargers at New England, Browns at New Orleans.
Jesus.
Indy at New York.
Ugh.
Baltimore at
Pittsburgh. There's the one. There it is.
Atlanta at Denver.
Well, that's a decent one.
Seattle at San Francisco.
And then, well, you got the big kahuna game, though.
Yeah, right. You got Kansas City at Buffalo, which is obviously a CBS doubleheader.
Well, that's, yeah, so that's good. That's a 425, so that's not the Sunday night game. That's
and
awesome.
And Sunday night game is Bengals-Chargers.
Yeah, that 1 o'clock slate is for the birds, man. I'm sorry. you can have that 1 o'clock
I will say,
slate.
Yesterday I watched all of, like, Red Zone with Scott Hansen.
Did you?
I was back and forth. I was watching him. I mean, he's amazing. That
now
guy.
That I have the Sunday ticket, I don't even go near Red Zone. I love that. I don't know. I didn't have the Sunday ticket last year. I don't know how I didn't have it. Like, I tried to do it without it, and now it's once you get it back, there's no, you can't not have it. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever.
I do like the multi-view.
Multi-view's great.
Multi-view's great, 100%. Really good, but I just wanted to see, like, what he calls, what does he call it now? He calls it, like, the bewitching hour or something.
Bewitching hour.
Right. I like that part
of
it.
That was the Mike Francesa
thing. Especially the 1 o'clock games were amazing. They were all coming down to, a bunch of them were coming down to the end.
Yeah, that's where you got to give Mike credit for that one. That's
okay.
The Mike, the witching hour.
The witching hour.
They call this the witching hour, okay, where wins turn into losses and losses turn into wins. But yeah, it's a crazy 1 o'clock fury with Red Zone, but next week, I'm sorry, I might go see a movie. Like, I'm from 1 to 4, I don't know what, like.
I mean, what's the weather week? We'll go play golf or something.
Yeah, no, I probably, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's nice. It's been nice. I've been playing. I mean, honestly, if you're, like, I would much rather watch the condensed Jet game on the NFL Plus app than sit there and watch that thing and waste a day. Let's see here. Sayville, Sunday.
But you don't care about the Joe Flacco return?
Ooh. Oh, we're looking good, man. 60 right. And sunny.
Nice.
Where are we playing?
And by the way, I was just going to say, you're not all jacked up for the Joe Flacco return?
The Joe Flacco revenge game?
Yes.
No, I'm not all jacked up for the Joe Flacco revenge game. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what, if I were Joe Flacco, I would have revenge on my mind. I can tell you that right now. I would want to bury the Jets.
Why?
Just because.
They didn't do anything to him.
Yeah, but just, you know, they didn't want him back and all that other stuff. I would just bury them. Bury them.
I don't understand, though. He had, like, a decent relationship with them. He looked totally uninspired with the Jets, and he looked like a Pro Bowl quarterback with everybody else.
I'm just telling you, man. It's just,
that's another one of those things.
It's the competitiveness of these players. You have to understand that they don't ever lose it. If as long as they stay in the league, they're not going to lose it.
But I just don't know why he'd be more competitive with the Jets. Like, it's not like a Saquon Giants thing at all.
And it's not like playing against the Ravens. I get that.
But like, here's another, as I brought this up earlier, this Flacco thing. Another one of these Jet things where every other team gets something out of the same scenario but the Jets. Peyton Manning, Broncos, Super Bowl. Tom Brady, Buccaneers, Super Bowl. Brett Favre goes to the Jets, gets off to a good start. ends up having, you know, an injury. They go flat on their face, and he has a sexting scandal. Then he goes to the Minnesota Vikings, takes him to the NFC Championship game. All right, every other team fires their head coach the next week they win. This guy's clogging a toilet down in New Orleans, and he has the team winning, and he's at a press conference about how he clogged his toilet in the head coach's office. They win a big football game against a pretty decent team.
Maybe that inspired his team.
Right, exactly. And then, but the Jets put Jeff Ulbrich in there, and they're the worst team in football.
Joe Flacco.
He's with the Jets. He looks dead. I mean, he looks like Joe Biden on the beach. And then he goes to Cleveland and inspires the entire city.
It takes him to the playoffs.
Right, takes him to the playoffs, and then he ends up winning the job back in Indy and actually making them somewhat competitive.
Well, he did have a Joe Flacco turnover day yesterday.
Hey, what
is
it?
It was not pretty against the Bills.
What happens here?
I don't know.
What goes on?
I don't know. I kind of lived a life, but, man, I just... It's hard to explain. It really is. I've tried to explain it before. It's the
change of practice facility,
right. But it's the instability. It's just the general, like, nuanced things that you don't really see behind the scenes that affect. I don't know why. Like, when I see Mike Tomlin and the Steelers take the field, I know whoever they're playing against is going to be in for a war. It is going to be uber competitive.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I mean, like, they have the same type of players that every other team has in this league. But why is that team so uber competitive every single year? What is it about that team?
Well, it's obviously, it's the head coach, and it's the culture, and it's the city and the fans.
Ownership?
Yeah, and the ownership as well, you know. But you know, they have the exact same situation that the Giants had, where it was a first family of the NFL, and it was passed down to the next generation. And John Merritt was there for two Super Bowl victories, but now is in charge of this disaster. But Art Rooney II has been, they've at least been competitive non-losing seasons. They haven't done much in the playoffs when they've made it in recent memory. But yeah, I mean, they're always competitive.
I mean, three coaches in their, basically in their existence, right?
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, they go all the way back for a long time. But
so
yes.
I would always say, like, I know that players are the ones that ultimately determine. And Ben Roethlisberger had a great run there for 18 years, whatever it was. It was kind of like Philip Rivers out in San Diego when the Chargers Eli here. But now for some reason, he's able to win with Russell Wilson. He won with other quarterbacks that were no names, kind of like Coach Cowher did before Ben got there.
Yeah, Tommy Maddox.
Like, they were able to win.
Bubby Brister.
Yeah, but no, actually, Bubby was before that.
Yeah, was he?
It was Neil O'Donnell. It was, Slash.
Yeah, Cordell Stewart.
Stewart. I mean,
Tommy Maddox.
And those guys were able to win. You know, I mean, and because of the coaching staff, and because of maybe it's the ownership, whatever it is, but they have that amazing culture that every team tries to aspire to. Now I would say the Chiefs have that.
Oh, God.
Is there anybody else that has that? Like, the Chiefs have been a good franchise for a long time.
Packers.
They had Marty Schottenheimer there. I guess the Packers would be one, yeah?
I mean, they're always in the mix.
Right.
And they have been for many, many years.
Minnesota?
They've had their down years. I mean, they're more of a winning franchise than a losing franchise, but they're not, like, if you're comparing them to the Packers, it's not, you know, if you're taking one team out of that division, it's clearly Green Bay has been more dominant with the quarterbacks they've had.
I mean, New England had it for 20 years when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were together. What do they have in between? Like, Parcells had some success there with Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, took him to the Super Bowl that one year.
Yeah, so I guess you could say from when Bill Parcells started there to when Bill Belichick ended there, they had a winning culture.
Yeah. I mean, and this is the first year without Bill, so we'll see what happens from here. But
San Francisco now have a winning culture again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've gone through a ton of injuries.
But they had it with Harbaugh, right? They had it with Bill Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
They
George Seifert.
George Seifert, and now they have it with Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, they went through it a little bit there with Mike Nolan and Mike Singletary. And
Jim Tom Sula.
Jim Tom Sula, which was the greatest. Oh, my God. The Jim Tom Sula era was one of my favorites in all of sports. I mean, Jim Harbaugh rubbed them the wrong way. Was it Trent Baalke? Is that who it was?
Yes.
Rubbed that guy the wrong way. Jed York.
You know where Trent Baalke is now?
Jacksonville?
Yep. So, but he rubbed those guys the wrong way so badly that they got rid of a coach who had been brought them to a Super Bowl to put in Jim Tom Sula, who in his opening press conference farted, which was just the greatest thing. Like, here's your new coach. And he's like thanking people. He's like, yeah, I'd like to thank Joan and payroll. And it's like, what an amazing transition. Like, those guys, that had to be.
But it just kind of shows you, like, the coaches that are behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah,
like,
guys.
A lot of these coaches you'd never get to hear from, you'd never get to talk to.
Yeah, like Bob Wiley when he popped up on Hard Knocks.
Yes.
And he did that whole thing.
They were pulling hamstrings in Normandy.
On this Veterans Day.
Yeah. I mean, those guys are just... I wonder if Tom Sewell is on a staff right now. I'd have to look that up. Tyrone in Newark. What's going on, Tyrone?
Hey, man. What's going on, big brother, man? Hey, man. What's up with Bowman, man? Every week, the Jets go pull it off and all that, giving everybody all this hope. I mean, man, come on, man. If they ain't no good, they ain't no good. Every week, boom, and them pushing up Aaron Rodgers and the Jets like we're about to win a Super Bowl. And now, every week is another excuse. Can I hear what it is for this week, Boomer?
There's no excuse. They got their asses kicked. How could you make an excuse for that yesterday?
I know, but that's not how you were telling that it was going to happen.
I said it would have to happen for them to make it to the playoffs. Number one, it was going to have to start 2 weeks ago. They lost to the Patriots. And then
don't hang up on me, Boomer.
I'm not going to hang up on you, Tyrone. Don't you worry about it. And by the way, it's my radio show. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, well, you cut a Boomer. Hey, Boomer, son, don't do me like that, big brother.
I'm not going to do you like anything, Tyrone. I'll let you get it off your chest.
I watch you when you play quarterback on the NFL, too, now.
All right.
Hey, Tyrone,
I like that, so I supported you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Now you got to support me now, too.
Hey, Boomer, I can support some stuff that I'm hearing, man. And it turned out it's a total opposite, and we don't want to talk too much about who created all of this. Don't forget, we don't need no Colts because we got Aaron Rodgers. So now let's put it all on him. Let's not put it nowhere else.
Tyrone, all you have to do is listen to me, because I told you on Friday that the Jets weren't going to win and Arizona was going to beat them. That's all you have to do. And then when I was joking, I was busting Boomer's balls when he was going through all the tie-breaking scenarios, and I was like, they just stink. They're not going to come back. So just don't listen to him, the former NFL player. Listen to the...
Hey, but can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
I just want to find out, big brother, can we please put it on who it belongs to? You know, Aaron Rodgers really not playing too good, and he's not the Aaron Rodgers from 20 years ago. But we keep acting like he is.
Well, not anymore, Tyrone. I mean, come on.
No more now.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Even last week, it was like that, though, man.
Not with me, I'll tell you that much. Maybe BT, maybe Boomer, I don't know. I was saying this guy's going to get hurt. He looks old. The offense stinks. Like, Tyrone, I mean, you know, you pick and choose, or you listen to it, or you pay attention to it. But I have been all over the Jets stinking since I watched them the first couple of weeks of the season. It's just terrible.
Oh, man.
I wonder what Tyrone's doing for November 22nd. We could do like 10 minutes with him on the stage of Boomer and Geo Live.
Exactly. My point was, and when I come in here, I say, okay, this is what has to happen in order for the Jets to make it to the playoffs. And I said that on that Friday before the game in New England, that they had to win that game.
Yeah.
That's all. And then I said last week, I mean,
I got to believe that the Jets are going to come away with the victory here. You know, I'll lay the points now, and I will take the Jets over the Cardinals in the desert.
There you go.
I'm taking the Giants. I expect them to win by at least 2 touchdowns.
I picked the Giants, though.
Yeah, you know what? I'm seeing a 34-10 Giants victory.
Wow.
Hey, listen, I had a winning week. I'm still leading the picks. That was a bad pick, though. The Giants were a bad pick.
By the way.
I did pick the Cardinals.
And by the way, how many missed plays did the Giants have on offense?
Yeah, I shouldn't have any faith in the Giants either. But, I mean, how do you not go out there and beat the freaking Panthers in Germany? Like, if you can't win that game, you can't win any game. Seriously. They can't even play at home, the Giants. That's the reason why. I thought the neutral location, and they'd be fine. And the Panthers' awful win, I was like, there's no way they're going to win another game.
Yeah. Jerry's record's like Kamala in Wyoming.
You put up the picks records again there. there it is. I see it on the other. So, yeah, hey,
Jerry's not flipping anything.
Yeah, I'm still under 500, though. But I have led now for 27 weeks in a row, the picks from last year to this year. But 24 and 26, Boomer's 3 games behind me, 21 and 29, and Jerry is 7 games behind me. It's 17 and 33. Yeah, still not good. But the goal is to finish above 500 by the end of the year.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, last week going into those games, I actually believed in both the Jets and the Giants and that they would win games. I really did. I really thought they would win.
That's what Tyrone's saying, though, man. You're getting Tyrone all jacked up.
I don't
up
know. Maybe I have too much respect for Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Maybe I have too much respect for Brian Daboll. I saw plays wide open, and your quarterback's throwing balls off of the helmets to the other team. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Juicy, juicy mango, you're looking very nice.
That's what you're supposed to do, man. You're supposed to go onto your phone and you're supposed to scroll on TikTok and listen to the juicy mango guy. Oh, God.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So for those of you Jim Tom Sula fans out there like me, Jim's coaching the Rhine Fire of the European Football League.
I wonder if they get the crowds that we saw at Allianz Stadium yesterday for the Panthers and Giants.
Yeah, probably not the same.
Are they in Frankfurt?
Rhine? No, they would be in Rhine, right?
No. Are they in Frankfurt? Do they play in Frankfurt?
No, because I don't think so, no. Because Frankfurt had a team, the Frankfurt Galaxy. So I don't know if...
I thought Rhine was a region. I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see. Eddie? Rhine Fire. Eddie, is it a region or a place?
I don't know for sure.
Düsseldorf is where Rhine is.
Okay.
That's where they play.
And they play in Düsseldorf.
They play in Düsseldorf, yep. Jim Tom Sula.
I can see Jim Tom Sula running the streets of Düsseldorf.
Probably as a hero to the Düsseldorfians. He had them 7-5 last year.
Oh, wow.
You know what? But Jim Tom Sula, another one of those guys that the Jets should consider. Because, like, you know, he's out there. He's got the Rhine Fire playing well. No one else is going to take the job. He's got NFL experience.
Dude grunted through his first press conference.
Oh, it was the greatest thing. And then farted, too. Yeah.
He was the one who was talking about letting the players take phone breaks.
Correct.
You know what? He was ahead of his time, actually.
Oh, my God. Say again?
He was ahead of his time with that.
No, I think he was, but, you know, I would try to keep the phones away from the players so guys like Brian Robinson don't step in it.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't read the whole tweet, but Brian Robinson, the running back of the Commanders, at 8:38 a.m. this morning, posted on X, injured is one thing, but to hear backlash from MFs that sit on the couch every Sunday, being me, but not being me, something else, rhymes with glowing. Don't nobody say ish when the parlays hit, though. Y'all have no humility on this app, for real. I wonder why some players don't respect the fans. Ellipsis. So, yeah, good job, Brian. Wake up and send that out into the world.
Sometimes you reach a breaking point.
This man was shot, right? That Brian Robinson? Wasn't he the guy who was shot?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I mean, after getting shot, do you really care what these guys are saying about your parlays on the
I think most X? People. I think most people are rooting for him.
Yeah.
Because he came back from being shot just like Pearsall did for the 49ers.
And then scored a touchdown yesterday.
Yes, he did.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I would think if I had been shot and survived, I probably would not care what was going on X. I think that would provide the perspective that we all need, you know?
Yeah, but that's like anything. Someone close to you passes away, you have perspective for a week, and then we go back to our stupid lives.
Yeah.
Right or wrong. I mean, we all go through it.
Yeah, it was. It was the two teens, Al, who shot Brian Robinson. It was two teens.
Two teens. Always teens. Yeah, they're trouble.
In a carjacking. A couple of teens. Yeah, and everybody was rooting for him and loved the story of him coming back, and he's been a good player for them. But now he's calling the fans MFers.
Wasn't
glowing them.
Wasn't it not... Wasn't it also not his call to not play? Wasn't he told by trainers? Didn't they hold him out? I thought that was a story last week that they decided he was not playing this game.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure, but game status: Brian Robinson ruled out for Week 10 against the Steelers. That was 2 days ago. Maybe
because I thought
sure.
Dan Quinn said he's going to fight to play, but we got to protect the player. In which case, how could you yell at him?
I don't know because he's gone people's fantasy teams and all that stuff and whatever. Just never ends. All right, Jerry, what do you got, man?
What do we got? We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Just a couple from the Jets and the loss. 3-7 at this point. Oh, boy. Jeff Ulbrich is the interim head coach. He takes all responsibility. And these first few words, not great.
They were not prepared to play. We didn't execute even close to our standard, and that falls on my shoulders.
By the way, everyone says this now. Wasn't up to our standard. Unless you win the Super Bowl, doesn't your standard suck and is subpar?
Yeah, right. This is the Jets' standard, right? I mean, is being this bad. This is the standard they have lived up to for a very, very long time. So this is your standard.
Now, we thought it would change with Aaron Rodgers. How bad was this one?
Disappointing. Yeah, disappointing. Had some chances early on to make it stay close and just disappointing.
Kicking field goals.
They had,
doing that.
They had 207 total yards of offense.
Yeah, he didn't throw for much. 150?
It was...
boring.
Yes. I mean, but it's also boring when your team's getting its ass kicked. You know, when the other team's running the ball right down your throat.
It was funny. I mean, it's what it was. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean,
he's lucky hitting it blow his shoulder out on the one that we're looking at right here.
Yeah, he did. Went in the tent after that.
Because he got drilled, and he fell right on his right shoulder.
And what happened, because clearly I didn't get to see this game as it was happening. What happened with the fumble that they wouldn't allow the Jets to challenge?
Forward progress.
It was
the
forward progress thing. It was a weird snap situation.
Okay, got it. Here was Sauce Gardner. He's his terrible attempt at a tackle on Trey McBride has gone viral. He now knows it, of course.
Like I said, I got to be better. Maybe I could have brought some more energy to make everybody play better, you know, and. You know, it's on me.
Jets just lack energy all season long, apparently. 3-7 on the season. The Cardinals, 6-4 with that win. Elsewhere, you had the Giants losing in Germany to the Panthers. Here's Brian Daboll, 2-8 at the bye.
Obviously, we're not where we want to be. We'll go back. We'll have our bye week. We'll evaluate things in bye week, do the things we need to do. We'll practice a couple days next week and, you know, evaluate everything.
I know that sounds funny. We'll practice. Yeah, you need to. Here's Daniel Jones. You did nothing in the first half. What was up?
Well, obviously the turnover in the first half in the red zone hurt us. I don't know. I mean, I think we just caught more of a rhythm, started executing better, executed on third down better. We'll go back and look at the rest of it. But, yeah, just we got to get off to a faster start and stay on the field, sustain drives in the first half.
And lastly, Malik Nabers, not great.
We got to do a better job of playing complimentary football, doing good stuff on offense, doing good stuff on defense, and, you know, carrying each other, picking each other up.
Well, right now they are really struggling all across the board. Chuba Hubbard ran for a buck 53 and a score. The Panthers with the win, 3-7. The Giants 2-8 on the season. All right, some other things from around the league that I have found. You had the Sunday night game. I'll give you the highlight real quick because the Lions did come back from 23-7 down, and for the first time since 1954, Detroit is 8-1.
Bates, the first-year kicker, is set. Tells Fox he's ready to go. Here's the snap. Ball down. The kick is on the way. End over end. It is good! Just inside the left upright. And the Lions win! The Lions steal one in Houston.
And that was Ryan Ratke on Westwood One. Steal it. Call it what you want. 26-23 was the final. They win despite the fact that Jared Goff was picked off five times on the day. But as Dan Campbell said last hour, we played it for you. Good teams find ways to win, and that's what they did. The Steelers beat the Commanders 28-7. We talked about this game, and did you not feel good for Mike Williams?
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown!
And that was the go-ahead score. Ian Eagle on CBS. Nice pass by Russell Wilson. And then Mike Williams with the catch over his shoulder in the end zone for Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. It's a tough one.
It stings. And you can see that the guys are very passionate about wins and losses. And it means something to them, matters. So that's where I kind of took away. It's like, hey, everybody's mad. It matters to them. Like, there's nothing we could do about it. We could just go on to the next.
Go on to the next. That's all you can do. The Bears have to go on to the next one after losing to the Patriots 19-3. Excuse me. Caleb Williams did next to nothing in this game. He threw for 120 yards and was sacked 9 times.
Yes, I know.
That's a rough one.
That was a record for the Patriots. I think it's also a record in a Bears game, too. But Caleb Williams had a 3-game winning streak where it looked like he really started to understand what was going on. He looked great. And now they're in a 3-game losing streak. And he has taken a major step back.
And very honest with this answer as to what went wrong.
I say it first starts with me. I took at about two or three plays in key moments of situational ball that it didn't click in my head.
How about that?
That's good. That's good. And he recognizes it, and he's got to keep working at it. And the question now for Matt Eberflus is, do they take the, you know, play calling away from their offense coordinator? Or what are they doing? Like, you know, all the pressures that you would think a coach in Chicago would be facing, he is facing right now.
And here he is.
His quarterback has taken a step back.
So this game right here, obviously, you know, as the head football coach, all disappointed, accepting accountability, you know, for everything.
Okay, fair enough. Not going good right now.
Accountability is the buzzword in the NFL.
I'm telling you right now, to me, that if that job does come open, because it is the Bears and because Caleb Williams is there, that would be a very attractive place.
By the way, Jerry, it doesn't just start with me. It starts and ends with me.
That's right.
All right.
Cowboys lost to the Eagles 34-6. I know no one cares, but because we've had all this audio this morning from Jerry Jones and the Sun, CeeDee Lamb was the player that was involved in that play where he didn't even try and catch the ball. Here he was asked about the throw.
Couldn't see the ball. Couldn't see the ball at all.
The Sun.
But yes, 1,000%.
You talked to Perry about that.
I mean, y'all doing my job right now.
And of course, we had the audio from Jerry, who was ticked off about this being a topic. And then you had Micah Parsons. This was the comment you referenced earlier. He was asked what the feeling is inside the locker room on if they think Mike McCarthy will be back as their head coach next year.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's what I wanted to hold the trophy for.
Whew.
Yeah, Mike can go wherever he wants. I really don't care.
That's going to be chilly.
No relationship with that guy. He's on his last legs. Dead man walking.
Yeah.
Lame duck.
That was a rough one.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Cowboys are going to end up paying Micah Parsons?
I don't know. I have no idea what they're doing with that money.
They have two of the highest paid players in the league right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously they're not spending a lot of money on defense, but he's going to want a new contract. I wonder what kind of contract he thinks he deserves.
I'm sure someone will give him a big contract, if not the Cowboys. I do not know the answer to that. Monday Night Football, Rams and Dolphins. Mike McDaniel, is Tyreek Hill playing?
All I know is that I know nothing, as Socrates would say.
He's back.
We haven't heard from him at all this year.
Because they've been bad.
Yeah.
And to sift through his 25 minutes of dribble.
Right. Yeah, well, their last two games offensively, they've been really good.
Okay.
Tonight should be a high-scoring game, actually.
You know, the game yesterday that I did was, that over-under was like 52.
Was it really?
I think it was 52. They were expecting a lot of touchdowns, and it turned out to be, 23-20? I guess was the final. That came in on the under for sure. The Knicks lost to the Pacers 132-121. So the Knicks 4-5 on the season. You got the Nets in New Orleans tonight on the Fan, 101.9 FM at 7:50. And then Rutgers plays St. Peter's. We will be on the Fan 6:60 AM at 7 PM for that.
And that's you tonight.
Yeah.
Stud muffin.
It's a fun weekend.
And you're sitting pretty in good. My chair tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
That's right. That's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct. Yes.
How about that?
That's right. Pretty good.
Okay.
There you go. And the Sharks beat the Devils 1-0. That's right. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Earlier, we were talking about a strange thought of humans being with a specific animal.
There was urban legends of farmers and sheep, and that's why that came up in one of our discussions over the years, in the 7 years in which we have worked together.
September 12th of 23.
Yeah. Farmers with sheep?
Oh, yeah, you have never heard that?
Oh, no. That's a yes. I mean,
but like,
right, Eddie?
But yes, I mean, that is correct. Okay.
Imagine the nut clarity there. Oh my God.
That's so good. If people don't know what we're talking about, it was Shannon and Ocho Cinco. They were talking about the after effects.
Post nut clarity.
Yeah, right. And now, like, all of a sudden you're more reasonable and understanding about things after that. And
what did I just do?
Yeah, right. Post nut clarity after. Yeah.
Sheila the sheep.
Oh. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there? Come on, Eddie.
All right, there God. You go. Moment
of the day.
Very good.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I'm fully aware that it means nothing at this point, but boy, we've got nothing else to talk about when it comes to the Jets and Giants, so why not go to Tankathon and see what their mock draft says? And Tankathon's mock draft has the Giants, the number 2 overall pick, selecting Shedeur Sanders, quarterback out of Colorado.
All right, so the Jaguars have the number 1 pick right now.
Yes.
Now, does that mean, I guess they're assuming that because Trevor Lawrence got a new contract, that they're going to try to run it back with Trevor Lawrence and a new coach down there most likely, and then maybe the Jaguars trade their first pick?
Well, they've got Travis Hunter going first. I don't think they do trades on Tankathon. They just go ahead with it, so I mean, it's obviously all meaningless, but, you know, I really wonder, like, if Brian Daboll's evaluation of Jaden Daniels was clear. He also really liked Drake May in off-season Hard Knocks. So, I mean, he makes his opinions known with these guys. He also had an opportunity to draft J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix, and they passed. So, you know, they're not, but I wonder, is there more pressure this year to draft a quarterback for the sake of drafting a quarterback because time's running out and you got to get your guy? Like, for example,
assuming you're here to be, you know.
Well, yeah, I think I don't know. I still feel like they are. I do still feel like they are. But
so the owner said he wanted to see improvement What'd they win, six games last year?
The Giants? Yeah, I think, yeah.
It was six games last year. Right now, they're on pace. Would they have seven games left? Or at, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know.
I understand.
No, I mean, I just, the math is probably there. You just
figure it
out. Yeah,
they're 2-8. So they're 2-8. So they have seven games left. By the way, the Jets are only two games out of the playoff spot.
Just stop. Do not do this. No. Al is going to just kill him.
Al is seven games left. The Jets are only two games out.
Oh, my God.
They can't. They're not winning any games.
Okay.
Exactly. That's the point. It's not the point.
It all starts with the Colts this week, Al.
And then into the bye.
If we beat the Colts, going to the bye with a positive feeling, come back, we just got to rattle off however many more wins.
It may be the point where now there may be an 8-9 team that actually makes it to the playoffs. You never know.
Ugh. Disgusting. If Shedeur Sanders was a Giants quarterback, that would be awesome. God, would that be fun.
Do you think Deion would want him to come here?
Why wouldn't he?
You know, I don't know. Just, you know, like Deion could pull an Archie Manning and say, I'm not going to that terrible franchise. I want my son to go here to play with this coach.
But they're not an overall, like, they've been really bad recently, but they're not an overall terrible franchise. I mean, it's also the New York Giants. It's a legacy franchise. They've won Super Bowls in recent memory. They're just one of those teams, multiple Lombardis when you walk in the building. I mean,
you want to protect your kid. You want him playing in warm weather. You want him playing for the right coach. Maybe you want him playing for you.
Dallas.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
Maybe. I don't know what the Cowboys would end up doing with Dak Prescott. That would be a really hard trade to make. Really hard.
Well, because all the dead money and everything else. Yeah, the Broncos did it with Russell Wilson. They found, I mean, they just ate so much money.
More, this is even more than Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, and Dak now, as we find out, is out for the rest of the season with that injury.
Yeah. When is the draft?
It's in April.
How much? I know, but like what day exactly? Let's see, take a look. Well, we'll have free agency in March, so it's not as far away. NFL draft. When will the Jets and Giants be relevant again? Whatever the NFL free agency starts, when the new league year starts in March.
Why don't you ask ChatGPT?
Yeah, I could. Let's see. New league year NFL. Or important dates. Here we go. 2024-25 NFL important dates. Here we go. So we will have in March 12th is the new league year, but March 10th is the whatchamacallit period, negotiation tampering period.
Tampering.
Yeah. So that's really when it starts, March 10th. So that's when the Jets and Giants will be relevant again.
Well, wait a minute. They're going to be relevant before that, depending on what they do with their coaches and GMs.
True.
That's going to be a big story. That's going to be a big...
Yeah, so Black Monday, they'll be relevant, and then free agency, they'll be relevant. And then the draft is...
In Green Bay. Maybe a little road trip?
Old Green Bay road trip?
Why?
Why not?
I mean, why not? You want to go to Wisconsin in April?
Yeah, Eddie wants to go out there and hike and explore and
right, milk a goat or something.
Well, there could be like a big yarn situation out there.
Yeah, there probably is. He's trying to pull the wool over our eyes here and get us out to Wisconsin for the big yarn convention, get Odyssey to pay for it. That's probably what's going on. Yeah, April 24th is the draft. They're going to do that outside. They do it all outside now, right? Like, will it be? I guess
it'll be in Lambeau, I would think. So when you take a look at these top five teams, all those teams are going to want new quarterbacks. With the exception of Jacksonville.
Yeah, Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders.
Yeah. Browns are in a weird position, right?
Yeah. Sort of like on their back with a towel.
Right. So the Patriots have their quarterback of the future. The Saints are going to need a quarterback. They're going to need a coach. Carolina, they're still figuring out what to do with Bryce Young. I don't think anything was learned over the last couple of weeks. Dallas obviously has Dak, and Indianapolis has Anthony Richardson, unless they're trying to trade him.
Yeah, he might be a guy that ends up elsewhere because there's some GM that fell in love with his measurables, you know?
Yeah.
There might be. That might be a possibility.
Phil keeps telling us that this is a terrible, whatchamacallit,
quarterback draft. Yeah.
Keeps telling us.
Doesn't feel like there's many game changers, as we all thought there were at least three in this last year's quarterback draft.
Yeah, but that changes. I feel like as we get closer, everybody starts glorifying these guys and puts them in a higher category. And I mean, look at J.J. McCarthy. No one thought the guy, they thought it was a fourth-round draft pick when the college football season ended. It ended up going 10th overall.
I think the guys at the top of this draft are going to have to get into the college playoffs, maybe with the exception of Shedeur Sanders. I think like Shedeur Sanders is kind of like Patrick Mahomes. His dad played. His dad was a high-profile guy, and he's been around it his entire life. So he's going to basically assimilate to the NFL pretty smoothly, you would think.
They have a real chance at the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And so, you know who his OC is.
Yeah, Pat Shurmur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.